Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's
a new
day.
It's flowing my way. It's a season of
God, amen. It is a new season. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for another opportunity to be here, and we thank God for you tuning in tonight to be a part of this special radio broadcast. This is the fourth Monday of the month. And for those of you that are frequent to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, you know that on the fourth Monday, we host what we call the Sweet Hour of Prayer. It is an hour-long radio broadcast where we join together to pray for our families and our churches and our communities and our nation and our entire world, praise God, because we have much, much, much to be in prayer about. And we know that prayer, so we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we do, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and then we will go ahead and begin our prayer sessions this evening. And let me say, I want to thank you. Thank you for our prayer warriors that have stepped up to the plate and will step up to the microphone and be able to take the time to say, yes, we're going to stand on the wall with you. We're going to stand in the gap with you. We're going to intercede with you because we know the importance of prayer. So I'd like to thank Prophetess Cecile Cutchin and Mother Pat Gallo and Minister Hilton Britt for joining us tonight along with Pastor Jasper and I as we go through to the throne of grace in prayer. But before we do, let's listen and be blessed by a song of praise, hallelujah, from J.J. Harrison. After.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Praise God. There will be glory after this. Also, I did not mention, but I want to welcome Elder Maddie Green as well. She will be joining us with our prayer warriors praying tonight, and we just give God the glory for each one of them, as I said, who's standing in the gap and stepping up to the mic to be able to pray with us this evening. At this time, I'm going to ask if everyone, we like to have prayer in unison, if you would just bow your heads with us and pray the Lord's Prayer with us, and then we're going to receive personal prayer requests before we get started. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us in that prayer. Praise God. If there is one tonight and you have a prayer request for yourself or a prayer request for a friend or family member, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad right now. We will dispatch you into the studio and hear your prayer request, and also join with others in praying over that prayer request. We want to make sure that everyone that has tuned in tonight, that we lift up whatever prayer needs you may have or whatever needs you may know that someone else may have. Praise God. Because we're a people, again, that believe that prayer changes everything. The Word of God tells us that the power of life and death lie in your tongue. So we're going to lift up these prayer requests to the Lord tonight and know that by faith, God hears and God answers our prayers. Is there one tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. It doesn't have to be your own personal prayer request. Again, if you have a prayer request for someone else, praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 3258. Good evening, Elder Maddie Green. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone, amen, and especially to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. I'm asking prayer for my sons and daughter tonight, and also for the bereaved family, for Miss Gladys Moore.
Okay. Okay, for your son and daughter and for the bereaved family of Miss Gladys Moore. Thank you. I got that down. Praise God. Thank God for you. Amen. Is there another? If anyone else, if you have a prayer request, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will bring you into the studio to hear your prayer request. Amen. Praise God. Caller, last 4 digits are 0209. Go right ahead, Sister Gloria.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer for my grandchildren and for my adult children.
Amen. Grandchildren and adult children. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for them. I have that down. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. Caller, your last 4 digits are 2026. Go right ahead, please.
I ask some prayer for the Jones family.
Amen. Hey, now, Minister Jones, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing for marriages?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, and God bless you this evening. We have it down. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there another? Praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, thank the Lord. We will ask again at near the end of the broadcast as well for anyone else that joins us. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to ask the prayer warriors to pray in this order. First, we're going to have Elder Maddie Green. Then we will have Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Then Minister Hilton Britt. Then followed by myself. And then closing us out will be Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Praise God. So at this time, hallelujah, I'm going to ask Elder Maddie Green, praise God. I'm going to bring you back into the studio. And we thank God for you this evening.
Amen.
Amen. I put on the wrong one. Hold on 1 second. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Here. Amen. Praise God. Elder Green, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you. Yes. Go ahead, please. We're going to begin with our prayers with you tonight. And thank you again for joining us. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I'll be coming from Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. Through the 21st verse. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Dear Heavenly
Amen.
Father, I come unto thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm surrendering my life to you and yielding to thy Holy Spirit. Dear Lord,
Amen.
We are asking you for the love and the grace and the mercy to be spread throughout the land, dear God, in the hearts of men and women, children, leaders, and those who have authority over us, that we lead and guide our directions and decision to be in the godly and in the honest way that God has given us to live. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear Lord, strengthen us in our days of adversity. Strengthen us in our families to stand up for what is right. Strengthen us that we may be able to speak the word in truth. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for our nation and our communities and our churches and those who have rule over us, dear God, that we do it with the love of God in our hearts and stand up for the righteousness of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, bless and lead and guide those who are teaching our children in school, dear God. And help the students that are in school, dear God. Put your loving hands protection over them and give them a stable mind where they may listen and be obedient and be watchful of the tricks of the enemy. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying, dear God, for our leaders, dear God, to walk in the authority that God has given us through Christ Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for more love in the hearts of men and women, in their relationship with their children, in their relationship with each other. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, lead us and guide us as the servants, as the sisters and brethren, that we support one another in love, in our gifts, in our talent, and everything that we do. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, help us to realize what you have given us by the authority that you have given us is not to be selfish, but us to teach and to give those things of the word of God in truth and be obedient to you, not for our own glory, but for the glory of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we know and we believe that you are a healer. Heal those who are sick in their bodies and
and in their minds, dear God, that you may heal those diseases in their bodies and deliver them from their infirmities, oh God, and wash them thoroughly and cleanse them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy. Dear God, bless this ministry of the New Vision. Bless Pastor Jasper and Whitehurst and Constance and all the brothers and sisters that labor in the gospel, that we fight a good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. And we give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green, for lifting up those prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you. And we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Next, we're going to ask Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, if you will, press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Prophetess Cutchin, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Welcome tonight. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father,
amen.
We thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify and we glorify your holy name. It is
yes,
in you
Lord.
That we live, we move, and we have our being. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we ask that you would be with all of the leaders, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, and the ministry, Father God. Be with the President of the United States, Father God, and the Vice President, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would be with the parents and the family members of those who were killed in Nashville, Father God, and the shooting on today, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, and there was another shooting in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Father God, where an 18-year-old was killed in the parking lot, Father God, at one of the high schools, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would just be with, Father God, all of the family members and friends, Father God. Be with all of those children in that elementary school, Father God, who witnessed this, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, help their innocent minds, Father God, to wrap around what they saw, what they witnessed, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God,
yes,
we ask
Lord.
That you would be with those, Father God, who are suffering ailments in their bodies. Father God, we know that you are the healer of all healers. We know that you are the balm in Gilead. So, Father God, we thank you for healing, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for healing the body, and we thank you for healing the mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we just want to give you all praise, honor, and glory that is due your name. Father God, and I want to thank you for safe travel this weekend, Father God, for me making it to Atlanta and back home safely, Father God. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I ask that you would just continue, Father God, to be with the children as they're starting to go on spring break, Father God. Most of the kids in our area are going to be on spring break on next week, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you would be with them, that you would cover them, that you would keep them, Father God, that you will not let any harm come nigh their dwelling. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would just be with, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, all of the ministers and leaders in all of the churches, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. Be with Pastor Constance and Pastor Jasper, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, cover them and keep them, Father God. We thank you for their sacrifice. We thank you for their sacrifice and their obedience to you, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, as they're blessing the kingdom, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus. As they're blessing, Father God, and they're blessing, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that you will continue to cover them and keep them, Father God, that you will continue to bless them, Father God. Father God, you said in your word that you would supply our every need according to your riches and glory, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for supplying our every need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to tell you that call. Give out of our overflow, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify, we glorify your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said in your word that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. So we thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for covering us. We thank you for keeping us, Father God. We thank you for healing us, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for healing our minds and our bodies, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. We ask that you would just continue to cover our children and our grandchildren, Father God. We know that our children are gifts from you, Father God. So we thank you for the gifts that you have entrusted to us, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and that you will continue to cover them and you will continue to keep them, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. So, Father God, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify, we glorify your holy name. It is in you, Father God, that we live and we move and we have our being. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, you're just worthy, Father God. You're worthy. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for covering us. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. We thank you for making a way. Father God, we thank you for being our doctor, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For those of us who are having ailments in our bodies, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for being our lawyer in the courtroom, Father God. Mata yerekiko. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way, Father God. No matter what it looks like with our physical eyes, we know that the fight is fixed and we win, Father God. You do things, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for our goodness and your glory. So we thank you, Father God, even though it may not look like what we expect it to look like, the outcome may not look like the way we expect it to look like, Father God. We know you do things for your glory and our goodness. Yes. So we thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Father God, even when we don't want to be kept. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify you. It's an honor to be kept by God. So we thank you for keeping us, Father God. We ask that you will continue, Father God, to bless everyone connected to this ministry, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to cover us, continue to keep us, to give us unmerited, miraculous favor with everyone whom we encounter. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, for that powerful prayer. We give God praise for you. And thank you for taking time out to be on this prayer broadcast this evening. We give God all the glory. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask my brother, praise God, Minister Hilton Britt.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God for you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can. Can you hear
us? Okay. I just want to make sure I'm tuned in. I'm ready to go here.
Amen. Praise God. Go
right ahead, Lord Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise with thanksgiving. We read in the scripture from Luke 18, verse 1 through verse 6. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? Father God, we know that faith is the victory that overcomes this world. Faith in your word, O Lord. Lord, you sent your word. You are the word made flesh, O God, coming into this earth realm, Lord, to bring forth, Lord, reconciliation to the Father, from the Father God to all humanity, to as many as receive you. You have given the right to become the sons of God, born not of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of the will of God. So, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, we stand in the gap and make up the hedge, Lord. We declare righteousness and truth to be exalted, O Lord, in the hearts and minds of the people of God. For we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world, O God. And we are putting upon the armor of life as many as are called by the name of Jesus. We are the sons of God. And the light of your holy presence illuminates our hearts and minds, illuminates our lives, O God. We are people called a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that we might declare the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into his glorious and marvelous light. We push back the darkness in the name of Jesus in this nation, O God. We call the darkness down from its high places in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. We speak to every Christian, every church, oh God, that is sealed and called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord, to the elders of that house, to the shepherds of that house, oh God, we declare, Lord, your strong hedge of protection to be round about your people, oh God, that no device, no weapon of darkness can prevail against them, oh God, because greater is he that is in us and for us than those that are be against us, O Lord. We plead the precious blood, the blood seal upon your house, the blood seal upon every man and woman and child of God who is called by the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it by the Spirit of the living God. We speak it forth in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. And we call down the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in the high and low places. Devil, you are defeated in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. We are God's people. We are God's men and women. We are called and we are chosen people, O Lord, and your presence dwells within us, your spirit. We are the temple of the living God. For you have said yourself, Lord, that you would live and move in the midst of us. Oh, God, we will declare a thing, and you will establish it. So we declare here and now, we declare that our sons and daughters are not raised up for calamity or destruction or for the curse, but they are blessed and sent to be a blessing because they are the seed of Abraham. Oh, Lord, you will send forth your word, O Lord, and break down the powers of darkness, O Lord, through your people, O God. Even as we proclaim your word, Lord, we will see you move in the midst of us, Lord. We will declare a thing and see it established. We thank you, Lord, for healing in the hearts and minds of your people, healing in their bodies, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, by the Spirit of the living God, O Lord. We declare breakthroughs, O God, that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither has entered in the hearts and minds of your people the things that you have prepared for them, O God. O Lord, you came down, O Lord, and you broke all the power of Satan, O Lord. He is a defeated foe. He knows the time is short, Lord, so he's trying to rage, O God. But, Lord, we pray, Lord. Again, you said that men are always to pray and not faint. So we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'll raise up godly men and women. We love not the world, neither the things that are in this world, Lord. Are fellowship, and our citizenship is in heaven, wherein we are eagerly awaiting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. And so we declare, O Lord, we declare in Jesus' name, Lord, again, that you are moving in the midst of this nation, O Lord. O Lord, we pray and repent for the sins of our nation, Lord, the United States of America, Lord. Yes. And we pray, Lord Jesus, again, that you will raising up men and women, Lord. Children, Lord, who are called by your name, who are sealed by the precious blood. A generation, O Lord, who will not bow, who will not bend to the devices of darkness. A generation who will love righteousness, O God, and holiness, O God, and follow after the Lord wherever you will lead and call us to go, Lord. Walking on that straight and narrow path, not turning to the right hand, not turning to the left, but following the Lord wholeheartedly and single-mindedly, Lord Jesus. Oh, we give you glory this evening, Lord. We bless your mighty name. We exalt you, Lord. And we pray again, Lord, for families, Lord. We come against the spirits of divorce. We come against the spirits of anything,
Lord.
Oh Lord, that would try to break, oh Lord, the bond, oh Lord, the covenant relationship between a man and his wife, Lord. That holy union, Lord, that you yourself have established, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that those couples that are in need, Lord, whatever the need may be, that you will meet it abundantly, Lord. Supernatural transformation, supernatural just meeting the need, Lord, by your power of your word and by the power of your spirit, Lord. Signs and wonders coming forth, Lord, that people will jobs will be given, Lord, to those who need jobs, oh Lord. Increase will be given to those who need increase, Lord Jesus. That you will send it forth, Lord. You will release it in the name of Jesus. We call it forth. And it's released in Jesus' name. Unexpected blessings coming forth by the hand of the Father God. Coming forth from the storehouses of heaven, O Lord. Being poured forth into the lives of your sons and daughters. Into the lives of your sons and daughters, Lord Jesus. So we thank you in advance, Lord, that your people, O Lord, will suffer no lack because, oh God, you are the God of more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You are Jehovah Roi, the Lord who is our shepherd, oh God. And you have given us the very best that you have when you gave us your beloved, oh Lord. How shall you not also with him freely give us all things? You already given us all things, oh Lord. So we open wide to receive it, and we walk by faith. We fully trust in your word that God is not a man, but he is our heavenly Father, and he is able. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. You're the God who heals. You're the God who heals, oh God. You're the God who restores and preserves. You are the God who resurrects, oh God. Oh, we give you glory this evening, Lord. We give you the praise. We exalt you, Lord. We thank you in advance. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you are going to do and will do. Oh, we bless your name this evening, Lord. Well, again, Lord, we thank you that we are people who are sealed with your precious blood and that we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us and that we are the victors and not the victims. And we glory in our God and we glory in Christ Jesus.
We glory in.
We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Hilton Britt.
Yes,
praise God for you for that prayer of encouragement, prayer of inspiration. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise. Amen. Praise God. We're going to ask at this time for Mother Pat Gallo. Praise God. We're bringing you into the studio as we speak. Mother Pat, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you all, and I thank you for offering me this opportunity to pray, because like I always say, I call on the name of the Lord, because I know when we call in faith and believe, he will answer our prayers. And as I was listening to previous sisters and brothers that was praying, the word just kept coming to my mind, power of agreement.
Amen.
We agree with the word of God that you have prayed. So I'm saying again, power in agreement. Now, my scripture, Habakkuk, the third chapter, and I'm going to focus on the 18th verse, and I'm kind of like break it down to my how I understood. Habakkuk was going through some dry times. But even through all this that he was going through, I like what he said in 18. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will be, and this is from the New Living Version, the TLB. I'm going to start again. Yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be happy in the God of my salvation. No matter what we see, whatever is going on We still have to have that joy in our salvation because God has provided. Yes. Yes, all these things is going on. But God is a God that he sees everything. He already knows what's going to happen. But he's calling for us. He's calling for the intercessors to get on that wall and pray. Use your authority. God has given us so much authority in his word. And like Sister said earlier, he will do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think.
Yes,
according
he will.
To the power that working in us. And that power is our faith in God.
Yes.
And
Amen.
The other thing I want to emphasize is this. It says, praise is an expression of our trust. So when we trust God, we praise in God because we believe. We believe without a doubt. And like someone else too, God is not going to let his word go forward and not accomplish it.
That's
not right. Next time. No. So I begin my prayer with the blood of Jesus because it's through the blood. It's only through the blood that we can even come in the very presence of God. So, Father God, as I come for you tonight, I come thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God, your Son, our Lord, and our Savior. Father, I stand on the grounds of the blood of Jesus, and we decree victory over Satan. And all his demons and the things of this world. Knowing, God, that your eyes go to and fro upon this earth. And that, Lord, Father God, your ear bow down to the cry of your children. And I know you hear your children crying out tonight, oh God. Not for themselves, but crying out as an intercessor for others, oh God. And so, Father God, as we come and stand in the gap, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we ask you, oh, God, deal with the hearts of every person who is connected to us and those that you will send across our path as we apply the blood of Jesus to the deepest parts of their heart. And that, Lord, Father, God, where the blood of Jesus is, we ask you to seal their hearts in the blood that the enemy cannot, they have received in the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, oh God, that the blood of Jesus will strip away, my God, strip away the hardness of the heart in the name of Jesus, the blindness to the mind. That the enemy try to blind their minds to your word, blind their minds to the need that they have for you, oh God. Father, we intercede in the night on the behalf of so many that may don't know the inner part of their sins, and some that have backslidden, and some, Father God, is not where you call them to be, but you're calling them out. Calling them out.
Yes.
And just like brother said, that the woman went to the judge and she kept on and kept on and kept on until he gave her what he wanted, what she had wanted. So, Father, this is what we're doing tonight. We cry out unto you, Lord, for salvation. Lord, Father, so much things in the mind that the enemy is playing with the mind, having them thinking bipolar, depression, suicide, anything to steal their peace, oh God. But Lord God Almighty, you've given us authority. And we take our authority right now as believers, as intercessors. And we bind up that devil. We bind up that spirit. Cause the people to want to commit suicide. Cause them to be depressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we don't leave it there, oh God. There's a spirit of violence all over the land. We bind the spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Father, we ask to arrest every perpetrator that even have a thought of trying to harm somebody else.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, you can do exceeding above what we can ask, God. And Lord, my time is like somebody putting a gun right now. Put that up, my son. In the name of Jesus, we accept that spirit. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You not do what you pretend to do, perpetrate it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, I thank you that we were here of a testimony that a gun was pointed, but they could not shoot, oh God, in the name of God. Lord, Father, I praise you, oh God. I thank you that as we lift up this nation is in trouble, oh God. This nation, Father God, needs to turn back unto you. Yes, your saints been praying, God, that you would heal our land. Yes, your saints been repenting, God.
Yes.
Lord, Father, we just like David, we're going to keep on coming to you. We're going to keep on crying out, oh God. Heal this land.
Yes.
Heal it, oh God. Heal this land, Father.
Yes.
In the name of
God.
And Lord, Father, I thank you that every abortion clinic, every person that is involved in getting rid of a life, Father, you arrest their spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, the padlocks are on those clinics. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father God, I ask you to touch that woman or that man that's thinking about getting rid of another child. Lord, Father, they don't know that could be the next president, the next doctor, the one that has the cancer. Father, in the name of Jesus, arrest their spirit and those that have been involved. Lord, Father God, bring them to a place of repentance. Don't let them sleep. Don't rest. Let them hear the babies crying in pain, oh God, as they have aborted them until they, Father God, will cry out unto you, oh God. They got to cry out, Father God, ask you to forgive them, killing the babies in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that's innocent blood. And Lord, Father God, we crying out for that bloodshed to stop and cease right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father God, we know you're God of forgiveness. Forgive them, oh God. Forgive them for destroying their babies. Forgive them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because your word says if we repent, you will forgive us. And let them come into the family of God. So that they can see, oh God, and understand that you are God of love, you're God of mercy, but most of all, God, I believe with all my heart, you're God of judgment. And Lord, Father, the things that we do, that will judge us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So let our words, let our deeds bring glory to you, oh God, bring honor to you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord Father, I thank you that as I lift up these prayer requests, I lay hands on the request for our sister, her son, and daughter, and then the family that's gone through bereavement, the Gladys Moore family. Lord Father God, I know your word say that there could be and will be a word of comfort that will be spoken to that family during the time of their bereavement. And Lord Father God, know they were long for their loved ones. But Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you can give them peace, that peace that passes all understanding, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, as we lift up all the school shootings, all the school shootings, families have gone through. Have mercy upon them, Lord God. Have mercy upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. I know you are God of comfort. I know you are God of love. I know you are God of mercy. And that's what we're calling on for tonight, oh God, for these families going through, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, Father, when we come to the other side, Lord, Father, God, that you receive the glory, you receive all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, Father, I thank you for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa, oh God. And, Lord, Father, I thank you for not a double of. It's no limit. It's no limit in you, oh God. Lord, I ask you to start them unlimited. When they lay hands on the sick, they see the power of the Holy Ghost. Burn them upon that person's hands, oh God.
Upon
that word of God. My mind goes back when spoke in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they come looking for him and open their mouth, they fell back, oh God. Let that power be upon them. Upon them, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the that they have. And they open up the sanctuary, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ministry. It's a stepping stone to a greater ministry. It's a stepping stone to a greater ministry. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God. Those that have not heard, they will hear of them. Oh, they will hear God. Lord, Father, I thank you. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. And Lord, I thank you for every person that's on this line. I pray for their family, for the covering of the blood of Jesus be upon their lives. Just soak them in the blood of God, that the enemy has no way to penetrate the blood. The blood of Jesus be on them.
Thank
in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Pat. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Bless you this evening. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Oh, yes, Lord. We just give you all the praise, Father. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I would like to share from the scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, and it reads, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you tell us in your word, Father, that men, yes, are always to pray, that we are to pray every day. Hallelujah, that we're to lift up prayers day and night. Yes, Lord, that your word will be upon our lips, Father God, that we will speak forth your word, knowing that your word goes forth, Father, and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent forth to accomplish. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we give you praise tonight. We come humbly before you, Lord God, thanking you, first of all, Heavenly Father, for your mighty presence, Lord God, with us each and every moment, second and hour of the day, Father. We come, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for every person, Lord God, that took their time out to be on this prayer call tonight, Lord God, to be able to stand in the gap as intercessors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, interceding, Lord God, for our families, for our churches, for our nations, Lord God, for our communities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for every prayer warrior, Heavenly Father, that has graced this microphone tonight, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Father. We lift their families up to you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, a covering and blessings over Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin and Mother Pat Gallo and Minister Hilton Brent, Lord God, and Elder Maddie Green, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, just as they have poured out on behalf of others, Lord God, that you pour back into them a hundredfold, Lord God, that you meet every need that they may have, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up, yes, Lord God, the prayer request that came forth earlier, Lord. We pray, Lord God, the Elder Maddie Green's sons and daughter, Lord God. We speak over
for them, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus covers them as well as other young people, our children, Lord God, because the enemy is trying to war against, Lord God, our next generation. But we stand on the word of God and declare in Jesus' name that Satan, you have no place, you have no dominion, you have no authority. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you already said in your word that Satan is a defeated foe. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already told us and said in your word that you have given us power, hallelujah, Lord God, to trample on snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. You also told us, Lord God, that we should be able, Lord God, as we teach our children of the word, Lord God, that the word would go forth within them, Lord God. And as they are old, they will not depart, Heavenly Father, from your presence, Lord. So we thank you, Lord God, that you bring them back to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word of God that raises up within our young people. You said, Lord God, that when we teach them of your word, Lord God, great shall be the peace upon them, Lord. Nothing missing and nothing broken, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for raising up our young people for such a time as this, Lord, because your word told us and tells us that, Lord God, in these latter days that you're going to pour out your spirit, that you're not giving it in drops, Lord God, but there will be an outpouring, Heavenly Father, of your spirit upon our sons and our daughters. Our old men shall dream dreams, and our young men shall see visions. Oh, Lord, we give you all the praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing as you raise up a remnant, Lord God, of your people that have committed, Lord God, to serve you, Father God. We lift up also, too, Father, the family of Miss Gladys Moore, Father God. And Lord God, in their time of bereavement, we know, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the God that manifests and brings forth your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We pray for this family. We pray for every family that might be dealing with the going home of a loved one, the loss of a loved one, going through bereavement. You all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord God, for you are a great and mighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we lift up Minister Jones tonight, yes, Father, yes, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, that you will just come into his family, Lord God, and bless as only you can, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for his marriage, Lord God, that you will bring unity, that you will bring restoration, Father, yes, in the yes. name of Jesus. Not only in the Jones' family, Lord yes, God, yes. but we speak to marriages, Lord God, in general, because the enemy is trying to war against godly, even godly marriages, Lord God. We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and you have no place, no dominion, no authority. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for that spirit of reconciliation, Lord God, for that spirit of restoration, Father God. We pray that the man will take the rightful place as a priest in his home, yes. Heavenly Father, yes. in the name of Jesus, and that wife, Lord God, will learn to be able to reverence and respect her husband, Lord God, that the house will come into godly order so that the blessings will begin to flow and the curses will be rebuked in Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the praise. We lift up, Lord God, those families that's in Nashville, Tennessee, Lord. We send your spirit, Lord God, to the families of the children that were murdered this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that cover them, that you keep them, that you bring them somehow peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, and even the murder that took place within Fredericksburg, Heavenly Father, Lord God, be with that family in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Yeah. And Lord God, right now we agreement, Lord, that we rebuke the spirit of violence over these communities, Lord God. Bind the hands of the enemy, Lord God. Bind those, Lord God, that are also making laws and make it so easy, Heavenly Father, to be able to obtain weaponry, Lord God, that weaponry is going into the hands of those even six-year-old babies, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bind the hand of the enemy right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for those families that were impacted by the mass destructions of those tornadoes in Mississippi, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you somehow, Heavenly Father, bring forth speedy restoration, Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, those lives that were lost, Lord God, we pray that you bring comfort to those families, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that that area be able to be rebuilt speedily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let those that were impacted know of your power, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for healing, Heavenly Father, of those that are battling illnesses, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in their minds, in their bodies, in their spirits. Oh, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth us. Jesus Christ has told us, Heavenly Father, by his stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we stand on your word, Father God, and we thank you for killing those that are, Lord God, amongst us. We pray, Lord God, for Minister Yumika Taylor's mom. And we pray, Father God, that her eye pressure be regulated and returned to normal, Father God. We pray for Elder Carol Pierre's father, who's battling cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up any that are dealing with kidney disease, Father, diabetes in the name of Jesus, Lord God, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, cancer. We rebuke every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ comes against it because, Lord, you told us that at every name and every one of those diseases have a name, Father, but you've told us that at every name, every knee, everything has to bow to the presence of Almighty God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you the praise, Lord God. We, yes, rebuke the spirit of suicide. We rebuke mental health issues, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, Father. Oh, yes, we're crying out to you tonight, my God. We know, Lord God, that you have leaned over the balconies of heaven and you hear our cries, Lord God, that you answer our prayers, Lord God, because you are such a faithful God. You are such a mighty God. You're such a glorious God. There is no other God but you. There is no other God like you. Yes, we can look high and low, but we will never find another God. No, we will not. Like the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Like the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, we give you praise tonight. We thank you, Lord, for you being such a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, Lord God. And we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we join, yes, in these prayers of agreement, knowing, Heavenly Father, that you hear, that you answer, and we, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
Powerful prayer. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 To God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer warrior on tonight. Amen.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
All of them, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Bless and keep them, Lord Jesus, Lord. Praise the holy name. Amen. That comes from Psalms chapter 5. Amen. King James Version.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 1 through 3. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. hearken unto the voice of thy King and my God, for unto thee,
amen,
my voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee.
Amen.
And will look up to the hill for it coming my strength, your strength. Amen. Another verse is, one more verse is in Second, you may have heard it before. You could have heard your verse before. Second Chronicle, chapter 7. Amen. And we're going to start with verse, you saw the verse 14.
Amen.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, we're doing that on tonight, amen,
yes,
and pray,
yes,
and seek my face,
mm-hmm,
and turn from their wicked ways,
mm-hmm,
then will I hear from heaven, praise God,
amen,
and will forgive their sin, thank you, Lord, and will heal their land, praise
amen.
God, hallelujah, amen.
Promise of God, amen.
Promise of God, future, today, and forever, amen.
Amen.
Heaven and earth may pass away. God said he promised his word to not pass away. How can two walk together except they agree? Amen. Except they agree in the word. Except they agree in the spirit. Amen. Except they agree in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Mother Pat. But God bless you. Thank God for you on tonight. Tonight, the prayer world is stirring up the gift of prayer. It's stirring up the gift of the power of God. It's stirring up the gift of faith. It's stirring up the gift of anointing of God upon their life. It's stirring up the gift of prayer to come together in unity. For such a time, it says, amen. Lord, Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name, Father. We thank God for the people on tonight, Father, Lord, to come together in unison for prayer, Father, in unity to bring prayer and meditation, supplication unto our Heavenly Father, Lord.
Yes.
God, we thank God for you are God of mercy, amen. You are God of hope. You are God's strength, Father.
Yeah.
You are God of holy power, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we thank God for the people of God coming together for such a time as this, for the nation, for their family, for one another, Lord, for their marriages, for their home, Father, Lord, for their children, Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Yeah.
Amen. Mighty in power. Praise God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power of love. And of a sound mind. Amen. In Jesus' name. That's the word of God. That's the power of God. Thank God for the soundness of mind on today, Father. To pray to heal your land, Father, Lord. To heal your people in this hour. Amen. In Jesus' name. Heal out these marriages, Lord, these homes, Father, in Jesus' name, Father.
Amen.
We rebuke sickness and disease, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. We rebuke violence in this nation, Father, Lord, Jesus, Lord. In our schools and home and marriages, Lord, Jesus, Lord, tonight, Father, Lord. And we pray for our sister and our brother on this night, Father, Lord. Pray for our family, Lord. We do generational curses on this night, Father, Lord. And pray, Lord, that your will shall be done. And all we say and do, we thank God for the people of God come tonight and pull out their heart and mind and spirit for the glory of God, Lord. And Lord, we know you hear our prayer. You hear our supplication, Father, Lord. And we come before the throne of grace on this hour, Lord, to plead to you, Father, the word of truth, the word of life, and the word of strength and strengthen us when we are weak to make us strong. For your grace is sufficient, Father. And we thank God for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Thank God for your strength, Father, Lord, on this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. And pray for your people on this hour, Lord. Pray for the family, the Cushing family, Lord, on this night, Father, Lord. Bless God, heal their mind, body, and spirit. For the elder Maddie Green, Lord, bless her. Bless her family, Father, and children, grandchildren, Lord Jesus, Lord. And bless the gladdest more. Lord, bless her heart and mind, spirit, Father, Lord, bless the entire family, Lord, through this time. And just, Lord, give them comfort, give them peace in their mind and their heart, Father. Pray for Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Lord, bless her and her sons and daughters and grandchildren in this time, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, Mother Pat Gallo, Lord, bless her and her family, Father. In Jesus' name, bless Minister, amen, Minister Jones, Father, Lord, his family, Lord, pray for their marriage, Lord Jesus, Lord. You know you're a God of possibility. You can bring things together with God. All things are possible, Lord Jesus. Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. There's no failure in our God, Father, Lord. So bring forth the marriage in his life, Father, Lord. Bring it together in unity, Lord. Unity, Lord, in heart, mind, spirit, Father, Lord. obey the word of God, Father, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Pray for the family in Virginia, Lord. Pray for the schools, Lord, Jesus, and family in Mississippi on this hour, Lord, in Jesus' name. Restore heart, mind, spirit, Father, Lord. And we pray for this nation, Father, Lord.
Yes.
United States of America. Pray for the president and vice president, for our governors, Lord, for our mayor of these cities. Lord, bless them. Heal their body, mind, salvation, Father, to the glory of God. For our family, for our children, for our young people, Lord Jesus,
yes.
Lord. We know you are more than able to do so, Lord. And let your will be done, Father, Lord. And we stand in the gap for our people, Lord. Stand in the gap for our loved ones, Father. Lord, say let your house be the house of prayer, Father, Lord. House of restoration, Lord.
Yes.
House of reconciliation, Father. Mm-hmm. And the house of rejoicing, Lord, to the glory of God, Father, Lord. For you praise you. We know you can do this, Lord. Pray for the McCree family, Lord, as well,
yes.
Father, for Ella.
Yes.
Lisa Strathorn, pray for her and bless
yes.
her, her mind and spirit,
yes.
their marriage, Lord, in Jesus' name,
yes.
Lord. Have your way, Father, Lord, throughout this day and time. Have your way in all these prayer requests, Father, Lord. Let your will
yes.
be done, Father,
yes.
to your honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, as well for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise, and we thank God again for everyone that is on the line tonight. That I also certainly thank God
yes,
for our
do.
Prayer
Amen.
Warriors as
Amen.
Well. But we will not close this broadcast, praise God, without giving the opportunity for salvation, because we know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that Romans 10:9-10 tells us that all we have to do is just believe in our heart upon the Lord Jesus and know that God has raised him from the dead. He is truly the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And when you come to the Lord confessing your sin, saying,
Amen.
Lord, I am a sinner.
Yes.
I ask that you come into my life, Lord Jesus, that you take charge of my life.
Yes, Lord.
I turn from my wicked ways. Hallelujah. And Lord, to my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray but that simple prayer, it doesn't have to be anything long. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It just has to be sincere.
Amen.
So praise God. When you pray, believe, and God will come into, as Jesus Christ will come into your heart. He will save your soul because he came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for your sins and for mine.
Yes, Lord.
And all you got to do is just repent, praise God. And trust him. Ask him to come into your life. Take charge for the rest of your life. And if you pray but a simple prayer asking that, then we welcome you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight.
Amen.
Your name has been written into the Lamb's Book of
Amen.
Life.
Hallelujah.
And it will never be erased. You have made the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. That decision that will determine where you will spend eternity. So we thank God if you've made that decision tonight. We give God all the praise and the, as the word of God says, the angels of heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God again as we share for everyone that prayed with us. We thank God for the 10,000. One, the word of God says one can put 1,000,
mm-hmm.
but two can put 10,000. So tonight we thank God for the 10,000 times 10,000 plus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That
Amen.
By the grace of God that we have put to flight.
Yes, Lord.
Go forth this week, praise God, and have a very awesome, wonderful week in the Lord. Tell someone in this dying world about a living Savior whose name is
Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Yes, we give God all the praise. Go forth. Have an awesome week. Thank you so much again for tuning in.
And to
God
be
all
the
glory. We love you.
We love
you. And God bless. Have a wonderful night. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
Come
on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Oh.
you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. And you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
show his excellence. Hey, all I require for has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power.
I'm working in power. I'm
every day. So when I'm coming in, declare it. Yeah. I know.
Take to the kitchen, put a lock and key, and take it.